Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Well, we're still digging in this wonderful text in 1 John 5, 6. And 7 and 8. It tells us so many things about Jesus Christ in such a compact form. And yet, as we look at it this way, we see wonderful truths. And we look at it another way, we see other wonderful truths. And we take it apart here and we find more wonderful truth. It's just an amazing text. It says, "This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth." So, what does that simple text tell us? And I didn't go on and read verses 7 and 8, but they emphasize the threefold witness and how important it is to have this threefold witness that is referred to in verse 6 that I just read, the threefold witness of water and blood and Spirit. The water of baptism, the blood of the crucifixion, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. And just looking again at the simple elements of this text, this tells us that someone came. And when you take it in the context of what has gone before, you realize that it's talking about God who came in the person of Jesus. The Son, the eternal Son of God, became the human Son of Mary in order to accomplish redemption upon the cross, exactly as he had promised that he would do. And he came. He came from heaven. He came from glory. And he came, we're told, by water and blood. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. The Spirit is truth. He speaks truth because he is truth. He tells the truth because he is truth. He certifies the truth because he recognizes truth and deals only with truth, nothing but the truth. We use that phrase, don't we? To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But with men, that seldom happens, even though we swear to it that that's what we're going to do. And I'm sure many people who swear to it endeavor to do that. That is their desire. They want to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But we're fallible, and our memory isn't always correct. Really, I hope you've figured that out by now. Our memory isn't always correct. And so even when we are endeavoring to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, we often miss it. And of course, many times, because of the sinful deceitfulness of the human heart, there is a desire to shade the truth, to cover the truth, to distort the truth rather than to tell the truth, but not with the Holy Spirit of God. He never, 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 never does anything like that. He is truth. So everything that he affirms about the person and work of Christ is absolutely true. You can count on it. You can rest your soul upon it. That's what this text is telling us. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Well, I pause to welcome you to this Wednesday, January 9 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and to remind you that we depend upon the gifts of radio listeners in order to continue broadcasting on this station. So what does this text say, if I could summarize it? It tells us that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, came from heaven's glory into earth on a mission, and he did so with many convincing evidences. The evidences of water, connected with his water baptism. We've already been over all of those, the wonderful evidences that came at that time. The evidences of his crucifixion, the blood, the shedding of his blood, and the many, many evidences that took place at that time. Please, I hope you heard those broadcasts. Please think about those things. The things that took place at his baptism, the things that took place at his crucifixion that were obviously divinely originated, divinely caused, divinely carried out as evidence of who he is and what he did. The evidence of his water baptism, the evidence of his bloody crucifixion, and all throughout the whole time, the evidence of the Holy Spirit bearing witness, the Spirit who is truth. And so Jesus, let's put it this way, the Son of God came into the world and came as the man Christ Jesus on a mission with many convincing evidences. And everything he did testifies that he is the Christ, the Son of God. The evidence all points in that direction. All of the testimony, all of the witnesses, all of the happenings that attach to other evidences that are not the testimony of human witnesses, but all of this testifies that he is Christ, the Son of God, exactly who he said he is, and who the Bible said he is, and who the apostles said he is, because, of course, the apostles testify to these things before the Bible was written. And what we have in the New Testament is primarily the record of the apostolic witness from men who were with him and saw these things. They saw the testimony. They experienced these things. They were absolutely convinced by these infallible proofs of who he is. And then, guided by the Holy Spirit, they wrote these things down for us. One of the things, of course, that is being spoken of in this text is to attack false doctrine that was abroad even in John's day, that the Christ was somehow different from the man Jesus. Christ, the Christ assumed to be the divine side of Jesus, and some taught in John's day that the Christ came upon Jesus at his baptism and departed at his crucifixion, and this text says no. In fact, this whole book says no. The Christ did not come at baptism and depart at crucifixion. You're absolutely wrong. Cerinthus was the Gnostic who taught that in John's day. But the Bible teaches the opposite, that Jesus is the God-man from the beginning and forever. Now, again, we always have to go back and massage our statements to make sure they're absolutely correct in every respect. And when I say Jesus is the God-man from the beginning and forever, of course, he wasn't Jesus until his human birth to Mary. Before that, he was not known by that name. That's his human name. But we can say accurately, the Son of God has always been God. And he became Jesus, the Christ, who is the God-man from the very beginning and will be forever. And all of the evidence agrees to that. Nothing in the evidence contradicts that in any way. And therefore, your faith is well-founded and secure if you believe that message. Now, I'm probably talking to some today who have some doubts about it. I would encourage you to cast those doubts aside and believe the record that has been given. You say, well, it's not easy to do that. Well, then ask God to help you to do it, because your eternal destiny depends upon it. He who believes in the Son has life, and he who does not believe in the Son has not life. Here's the way it's put in the first verse of this very chapter. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begat also loves him who is begotten of him. And there are many similar statements in this book of 1 John that tell us that all who believe this message are eternally saved, but no one who fails to believe this message is a recipient of salvation. In this day in which we live, it is far more popular, far more acceptable to say that there are many ways to God. And all of them are acceptable as long as you are sincere. So those who want to come to God through Jesus, that's fine. Those who want to come to God some other way, that's fine. We're all going to the same place. We all believe in God. We'll all wind up in heaven. Just believe in something. No, that's a lie of the devil. That's the lie of the adversary of your soul. To believe the wrong thing is to assure your eternal condemnation. You must believe this message. It's the only one that saves. There is no other name under heaven whereby you must be saved. Just one, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, did you hear me? I said, no one comes to the Father but by me. Probably one of the most hated verses in all the Bible by many people in this day of multiculturalism. But I'm sorry, friends, it's not a matter of culture. It's a matter of divine revelation. God has graciously given his Son, and God has graciously given us all of the revelation we need to know about his Son in order to believe his Son, in order to be saved by his Son, in order to receive the wonderful benefits that come with the person and work of Jesus Christ, that attend his mission for coming into this world. It's all been divinely revealed to us by God and supported by many infallible proofs, many wonderful evidences, several of which John alludes to here in this text that we're examining. This is he who came by the water of baptism. Think about what happened then. And blood, the crucifixion. Think about what happened then. Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. It's all right there. But there's only one way. I know. I know that's not popular. I know you will take scorn and ridicule and opposition and hatred for stating that, and therefore those who are more concerned about the acceptance of man than the acceptance of God will refuse to commit themselves firmly and irrevocably to the one true message. They'll try to hedge their bets by holding on to the fiction of the many ways, and will thereby consign your soul to eternal judgment, which you deserve because of your sins, and all of us deserve because of our sins. I hope you're more interested in the approval of God than of man, because if you're not, you are forfeiting your eternal soul. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.